Hello and welcome everyone. Thanks for joining us today for the launch of Lifelong and Lifewide, Stories of Adults Learning, a book that we're very, very proud of here at Adult Learning Australia. My name's Sally Thompson, I'm the CEO of Adult Learning Australia and I'll MC this event today. First of all, before we start, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this very beautiful country, the Eora people, and pay my respects to any elders, past or present. I also want to thank Gary Traynor and the Sydney Community College for hosting the event today and for welcoming us. And I'd also particularly like to welcome our two adult learners, Sahar Ellsbury and Mick Goss, who feature in the book, who have agreed to come and share their stories with us. But without further ado, well, later on we'll have a panel session and I'll introduce that, but we're very, very blessed to have the Minister for Higher Education and Skills to launch the book for us here today. When we invited Sharon to this event, she was the Parliamentary Secretary for Higher Education and Skills. That's right. So before we got the invitation out, she then became the Minister, which shows the influence of all you good people. That's So we'll have to start issuing some more invitations around the place. So we're absolutely delighted to have her here in her new capacity as the Minister for Higher Ed and Skills. Sharon is the her local seat is she's the member for Cunningham. She entered Parliament in 2004, and very importantly for us as adult educators and people participating in education, she is herself an educator. So she's worked as a secondary teacher, she's worked in juvenile justice, and she's worked in the TAFE system before. So that's just wonderful for us to have that kind of expertise in that higher ed and skills portfolio. So without further ado, I'll introduce Sharon to speak to us and to formally launch the book.
Thank you, Sally, for that introduction, and good morning, everyone. And could I also acknowledge the Gadigal people, who are the original people of this land and part of the Eora Nation, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. And I think it's lovely to do an acknowledgement at a day where we're launching a book about our elders and the wonderful story and wisdom they have to pass on to people about the value of adult learning. So particularly to those who are with us today, can I also acknowledge Sahar and, Mick. It is Mick. I didn't know whether I was supposed to say Michael. Mick, who are joining the panel with me, but also Barry Golding, who's the president of ALA. It's great to be with all of you. I know the book will serve as an important resource for learners, for educators, for government and for employers across the nation. And can I just show it to you and encourage you to see it at the back and acknowledge the author, Ilka, is here as well. It offers a multitude of take-home messages, but perhaps the most important is the message that wherever or whenever it takes place, learning has no best before date. It's something that all of us should be engaged with for all of our lives. So today is not only an opportunity to launch the book, but also to celebrate adult and lifelong learning. Adult learning delivers countless benefits, which are critical to ensuring that all Australians live in a fair and inclusive and a productive society. Learning throughout life can help all of us become more self-confident, to become more adaptive and resilient, so we can better manage all of life's transitions. It can give us the skills needed to better manage health and personal well-being, finances, and all the day-to-day challenges of a busy and technologically sophisticated modern life. I just have to say, I was just looking at, you might have noticed an election coming up this year, and I was just reflecting on the 2004 election when I was first elected, and I think we had email, but I don't think we had a web page. Alison's here, who works with me. We had a web page. 2007 election, we branched into a Facebook. 2010 election, we branched into Twitter. So I'm just anticipating, hopefully we might take a breather this year with the new ways of social engagement. But for all of us, that challenge constantly faces us now in terms of dealing with a fast-paced, changing world. And literacy is at the heart of that and that ability to be part of that story. It builds also stronger social networks, which in turn create greater trust and collaboration and empowerment and a sense of belonging in our citizens in all communities. And in particular, having worked in juvenile justice, you will appreciate that I'm profoundly aware of the role that having literacy skills plays in not only keeping young people out of antisocial behaviour, but also about empowering families to support their young people. And many people, and that's reflected in the stories in the book, come to addressing their literacy problems as adults because of their kids. And it's a very important critical point in a person's life where they re-engage, and we have to have programs there to pick up that those critical transition points in life when people decide to take on the issue and address it. The adult community education sector, therefore, plays a really important role in achieving those goals because it offers the widest possible range of courses, of teaching methods and learning environments to suit the diverse needs of adult learners. And Barry and I were just talking before about the fact that the classic classroom or the set experience of learners can be quite negative. And so to actually decide, look, I want to go and address my literacy problem, but I really don't want to be back in the sort of situation I remember from school, because that will be a real barrier. So the variety of experiences, teaching techniques and learning environments is what is so important about the sector. Organisations like the Sydney Community College reach out to those who may not have studied for a long time. People who've been unemployed and caught in unemployment cycles, people with very low skills, with disabilities, sole parents and Indigenous and older Australians who we know tend to be locked more consistently out of those opportunities than should be the case. You encourage people to re-engage and give them skills. Importantly, you give them confidence and knowledge that they needed to go on to further education and training, to secure a job or to access government services, whatever their aims are for addressing the literacy issues. Sometimes the first step to transforming a life just begins with the basics. It's reading and it's writing and it's working with numbers that underpin your ability to participate in our communities. And for many learners, this is best achieved through learning that is tailored to their specific needs and delivered in a supportive, safe and practical way that's accessible and particularly non-threatening. That was certainly the case for my colleague, Tasmanian MP Dick Adams, whose story is one of those featured in the book. And when I first met Sally, when I came into the portfolio, I said to her, I previously chaired the Education Committee of the Parliament, and I had, in that role, had a chat with Dick, and he told me his story, which is reflected in this book. And so whenever I talk to students, on Monday I was at Newcastle Uni at their Indigenous Centre, talking to some mature age Indigenous people who'd come back to study at university through that program. And I say, you know, Dick Adams, as an adult who had to address his literacy problems, ends up sitting in the federal parliament as a legislator. So it's never ever too late to set out on a new course. Sometimes Dick might think that remaining in the butchery might have been a better option, or he might think the parliament's a bit too familiar to his previous work environment. But it does reflect the fact that that road that Dick took to full literacy as a young man, who sat around a kitchen table with a teacher, a mentor, is in the story in here, Mrs. Roy Pugh's, is such a profoundly important story that people tell, that they don't hide it as an embarrassment, that that's what they did, that they shine it up as a beacon because it comes as a model for others. And that's exactly as Sahi and Mick are doing today. And I really commend people for doing that. It's easy to solve a problem and then pretend it never happened and never existed. But to tell your story really makes other people have the courage to get up and do what you have done as well. So whether you're writing a job application, having your say at the local PNC, working out the family budget, always a challenge for all of us, good basic skills are vital for every Australian, whatever their background, and we want them to be able to share in what is a strong national economy as well. That's why the Australian Government's made a substantial ongoing investment in targeted adult foundation skills training, which remains in my portfolio area, including a commitment of nearly $800 million over 4 years to June 2016. This training makes a real and meaningful difference to the lives of people of all ages and backgrounds, and it's delivered by many different providers in a wide variety of settings. The Australian Government's also committed absolutely to supporting adult learning and the adult community education sector through initiatives that have direct benefits for community education providers and their clients. We continue to support Adult Learners Week. In fact, this year's funding round, in case you missed the press announcement, opened on Monday, the 15th of April. In 2012, the grants were awarded for a range of activities. There was a short story competition, a national broadcasting campaign, and a social media project on Facebook, which I enjoyed participating with the organisation and having an interaction between our Facebooks, and all to raise the profile of adult learning so we can get the word to hard-to-reach learners. We support Adult Learning Australia to continue in its leadership role on behalf of the adult community education sector and to further the government's objectives in relation to adult learning. I just give you an update. In collaboration with the states and territories, we have launched a new website, Tap Into Learning Today, which provides a national one-stop information shop for services and resources that are available in the adult community education sector. And of course, in January this year, we commenced the first round of funding under the new, it's a terrible acronym, it's PATSY, it's Productive Ageing Through Community Education Program, and they were open. The program provides grants, I'm sure many of you know, between $5,000 and $20,000 to adult education providers and community organisations so they can expand their delivery of courses tailored to the needs of senior Australians where that program's targeted. It reinforces many of the messages and themes contained in Lifelong and Lifewide, the book we're launching today. The courses can cover a range of topics, from fitness, healthy living, foreign languages, computer skills, volunteering, and it has a strong focus on forging new social networks, building self-confidence, and encouraging positive attitudes towards further study, work, or volunteering. Judging by the overwhelming number of grant applications we have received in round one, it's clearly hit the mark in an area that's needed in the community. Through initiatives like this, the government's meeting its commitment to supporting older Australians to remain active, to be healthy and engaged, so they can continue to make their very valuable contribution to society. So in conclusion, I'd like to congratulate everyone who's been involved in producing this book, especially, as I said, those who shared their personal stories, and in doing so, show us how adult learning can transform lives, not just their own, but all the lives around them that they've touched, and to those that they will act as a great model. So thank you for that, and thank you for the opportunity to launch the book today with you. It's a great pleasure, and hopefully it'll be a long and positive relationship between us. Thank you, everybody.